John.
The Attorney General.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Hi, John. I wondered, one thing I forgot to mention to you, if, you know, with this, this SST thing coming up, do you think you could talk to Daley about, you know, remember we said if we get a couple of those guys, would that be out of the way, or maybe there's just too much going on there, huh? I knew you didn't want to say anything in the meeting, but,
I think that might be the problem.
Yeah. That you'd be under obligations and then couldn't do some other things that we have to do.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking at that time that there might be other people that could do it.
I see. Yeah.
Got it. Now, for instance, Clem Stone has got quite a rapport with Daley, as you may know, through the Boys Club's activity.
Sure. He's very close to him. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, so's Bell. You might try, Clem. Well, anyway, I'll just leave it to you. If there's a way we could get, you know, a couple of those Chicago people to break over on that would be helpful on the SST.
Yes, I appreciate it. Has Daley been invited in to see you?
Yes, he's coming in to see me this Friday this week.
Well, that's an opening where that could be used.
Yeah, except that he isn't going to come in until.
No, I appreciate he won't be there
after the vote.
But it is a opening of a dialogue of sorts where this would not be untoward.
Yeah.
What do you think about Clem Stone? He occurred to me to be the one that.
Sure. Look,
more stroke.
I think it's fine if he has any stroke and he's willing to do it, just ask him to go talk to him about it. It won't do any harm.
Very good, sir.
We just feel this is important to the country and, you know, and all that sort of thing.
Good.
Tell him that all the people that hate the Chicago police and Daley are voting the other way, and we just don't think he ought to be in bed with those people. Okay?
I will do so.
All right, John.
Right,
bye.
Sir.